Some activists like to say the best people to come up with solutions to a problem are the people closest to the problem. When it comes to gun violence, many of those close to the problem are young people, like Ashley Castillo, a junior at Hollywood High School in Los Angeles. She's an activist with the group Students Demand Action. She says gun violence has always been prevalent in her life, including at schools, from elementary to high school, where she's experienced shootings, threats, and lockdowns.
There were days where I actually had the choice to sit at home and ponder whether I would go to school. So I had the choice to sit and think about my education or my life. And then there were other times where I wasn't able to make that choice, where it was too late. And the only thing I could ponder at that moment was where to hide, because in that instance, it was a matter of life or death. And I believe that no student should ever have to make that choice, should ever have to choose between their education or their life.
Castillo was one of the activists who joined Democratic Senator Alex Padilla for a virtual roundtable on gun violence. Padilla says, like Castillo, he grew up in Southern California, and he remembers school fire drills.
This is also Southern California, so we're not unfamiliar with earthquake drills, right? When the teacher says drop and you take cover. But when young people in high school, in middle school, my kids in elementary school have to practice active shooter drills, something's wrong. Something is very, very wrong.
While gun violence clearly affects young people, and many youths have become activists on the issue, it's not just a problem for them to deal with. Kanwar Paul Dhaliwal is with Rise Youth Center in Richmond.
If anything that we've heard today, and you know, we continue to share for Rise, what we know is young people share us nothing about us without us. But it is also not their job to actually solve every problem that they've been born into. And so we have to be really careful about not adultifying young people, especially Black and Brown young people, in figuring everything out and in solving the conditions they didn't create. And this is all our work.
Other experts in the roundtable included advocates from nonprofit organizations and foundations that fund work on gun violence and community wellness. Brian Malt is with the Hope and Heal Fund. He says there's a need for better and more timely data and for a broader approach to the problem.
So here's what we do know, right? We now know that gun violence is the leading cause of death for all children, 0 to 19, and disproportionately many of them are Black and Brown. We also know in California that gun homicides account for half, but we also must remember that firearm suicides basically account for the other half, and we must do all, if we're going to move the needle, focus on all forms of gun violence if we're really going to move the needle.
The advocates stress the need to continue organizing and pressing for major gun reform laws. They praised the recently enacted Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, a measure that strengthens some laws on gun trafficking, gun restrictions for people convicted of domestic violence, and background checks for people under age 21. It's the biggest gun reform law in 30 years, but the activists agree there's much more to be done. Padilla singles out proposals like a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity ammunition magazines. Student Castillo also has a message for her peers.
Many people believe that at our age, there isn't much that we can do about gun violence, that there isn't much we can do about a certain situation, that we don't have as much power as youth, but we truly do, and that's something that I wanted my community and my students to know.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.